It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community and our good friends of the KC Care Health Center. You've heard them on the air before. Making sure we take care of ourselves, including our sexual health. On the line, we have one of their champs from the prevention team, Wes Warner. It is STD Awareness Week. How you doing, Wes?
I am doing great. Thanks for having us on.
Yes, and it's very important we talk about this because STDs, you know, the stigma, the fear, and you want people to have the knowledge to not just get tested for STDs, but STD prevention. And I feel like you guys definitely play a role in this for the community.
We do. And, you know, a really good thing about our clinic is that we did not stop throughout the start of the pandemic till now. We still have been testing and offering services here at the clinic. So that's a really good thing for the community.
And I'm glad that you spoke about that during the pandemic, because we saw studies, at least I did, about STD rates possibly going up because people weren't going to get tested. And even though we're supposed to be quarantining, apparently, Wes, you know, some people either broke quarantine or they carried something from pre-quarantine. So how important is it? You know what I mean? So how important is it that people, you know, who are having sex, make sure that they stay on top of their sexual health?
It is really important because, you know, as we've learned a lot through this pandemic, you know, people understand what asymptomatic means, that you can be a carrier, but maybe don't show symptoms that you have like an infection. So the best thing with STI Awareness Week is that this is the time to go and get that test done, to get a full panel. If you haven't had an HIV test, get one. If you haven't had gonorrhea, chlamydia, any of that, we can test for all of that.
Absolutely. And like you said, asymptomatic, you got people carrying stuff and you may not have known it for years and then come back later. For women, fertility can be impacted and you can pass on STDs and not know it. Now, Wes, for somebody listening that's like, yeah, I probably need to do this, how can they reach out to the KC Care Health Center to get information about STDs and overall testing too?
Well, we have two options available. So you can do an in-clinic. So that is at 3515 Broadway. It's KC Care Health Center building. It's a giant mural on the side of our building now. We have in-clinic testing Monday through Thursday from 1 to 6 p.m. and on Fridays from 1 to 5 p.m. But not everybody can make it during those times. And we also understand that some people are still, you know, quarantining in within their capacity. So we offer an at-home test as well. So there's no contact. It's just like a DoorDash delivery. It's super awesome. We Zoom you in, we do the test, all that stuff. It's just an oral swab, so no blood is needed. And that you can access that at kccare.org/HIV kits. So that's an easy way to order your own at-home test. You can also order condoms and a range of other stuff too. All free. Yeah.
Yes, that's what we call y'all, KC Free. Wes, what?
Right?
STD Awareness Week. Please make sure that you are getting tested. Don't have any fear. Don't worry about the stigma because your sexual health matters. Thank you, Wes, from KC Care Health Center. Make sure you get in contact with them, 3515 Broadway. We appreciate the work you all do.
Thank you.